This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我是佳莹。
And me, Rob. Hey, 佳莹, have I told you about my amazing weekend?
No.
Well, I met some friends, played football in the park,had one of those delicious ice creams from that new shop, then went shopping and bought some new jeans and a new jacket, and then...
Rob, stop!
Why? I'm wearing my new jacket now. Don't you like it? It was such a bargain. And then what I did next...
Please, Rob, just zip it.
Zip it? Oh, okay, I'll zip it up, if that'll cheer you up.
No, zip it, stop talking.
Oh, okay.
当我们让某人 zip it 的时候，意思就是让这个人安静下来，不要再说话了。虽然 zip it 这个表达比较直接，听起来可能有些不礼貌，但如果有人总是喋喋不休地讲话，影响到了你，你就能用上它。Listen to that. Peace and quiet. That's better.
Maybe we could hear some examples now?
I had to ask her to zip it. Nobody else could say what they thought. Just zip it, will you please? We've listened to you enough, and what you're saying is rubbish. Eventually, I told him to zip it. I'd heard enough of him complaining about how much work he had to do.
You're listening to BBC English Language.以上我们为大家介绍了表达 zip it 的意思和用法。表达 zip it 用来提醒一个喋喋不休的人安静点儿，别说了。由于这个表达听起来可能不大礼貌，所以我们在使用的时候一定要注意自己的语气以及说话的场合，以免产生误会。
Can I talk now?
Yes, Rob.
Do you not like my new jacket?
I love it.But I've got a headache and you were talking too much.
Oh, sorry to hear that. What you need to do is drink lots of water, stand on your head, or is it lie down, and then eat lots of chocolate and...
Can you zip it again, please? You're talking too much. 要不我们还是先别说话了。
Okay, well, I'll zip it if you do. Bye.
Bye, Rob.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.